KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
We're starting things off today with one of my favorite segments.
It's Record Fish Time.
Have you ever thought to yourself what could possibly be better than catching a record fish? How about breaking a record that your dad held? That's exactly what happened in Franklin County, Missouri this month when 13-year-old R.J. Audrain IV caught a new record long-ear sunfish while handlining for them at a private pond. Now, it wasn't a huge fish. This sunfish only weighed 5 ounces, but it was an ounce bigger than his dad's previous record sunfish. Asked what he's going to do with it, RJ says he'll mount the tiny trophy and put it right next to his dad's previous record on the wall of their home in St. Louis. Our thanks to the Missouri Department of Conservation for sharing this fun little story.
Congratulations on your new record.
This week on America Outdoors Radio, we've got a couple more interviews we recorded at the Bassmaster Classic in Fort Worth, Texas last month. In just a minute, we'll talk to Scott Estes, the founder of Denali Rods out of Mountain Home, Arkansas, about their line of fine and affordable fishing rods that work great for bass and more. After that, we'll talk to a man who made a career change at the age of 37 that has paid off in a big way. That man is Pat Schlopper. He's an angler from Wisconsin who just over a year ago was working at Scheels, a sporting goods store chain with a strong presence in the upper Midwest. Pat had been fishing local tournaments, but made the decision to walk away from his life in retail and become a professional bass fisherman. And you know what? His bosses at Scheels were very supportive, actually became his title sponsor, and a year later, Pat has found himself in the Bassmaster Classic as one of the top 54 bass anglers in the world. You're going to love hearing more about this from Pat, and it just might inspire you to make a life change too. Speaking of great stories, another one came out of the Bass Nation Kayak Championship last month at Possum Kingdom Lake in Texas. One of the anglers competing there was Jason Barofka from Levon, Texas, and Barofka's 2-year-old son, JT, suffers from a very rare and serious medical disorder. Hearing about this, second place winner Joe McElroy from Alabama announced on the awards stage that he was donating his entire $5,000 winning check to SaveJT.com, the website set up by JT's parents to help their son. And you know what? The blessings and generosity pouring in towards JT got even better after that. Dave Wally, the founder of Tourney X, the presenting sponsor for this kayak championship, will tell you more about JT and efforts to help him out to include an online tournament going on now. Last but not least, Dan Clayton with Henry Repeating Arms will join us to tell you about the new Frontier Model 22 caliber lever action rifle they have that is manufactured with a threaded barrel so you can put a suppressor on it and really, really tone down the decibel level when you're shooting. We'll also ask Dan what model of the 200-some models that Henry Repeating Arms makes in America is their very best seller and why. Before we have a discussion about rifles, though, let's talk fishing rods. Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we continue to broadcast from the Bassmaster Classic. We're at the Outdoors Expo, all sorts of vendors here, and I ran across a rod company that is kind of standing out to me for several reasons. Number one, being from the West Coast, I'm not familiar with them. Number two, they got some really nice looking rods, especially if you're into bass fishing. Number three, the price point, well, you can afford these rods, unlike some of the other ones you might see out there. With us here to tell you more about Denali Rods is the founder, the CEO, the president, and the man that takes out the trash at the end of the day, Scott Estes. Scott, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, and I think the guy that takes out the trash at the end of the day is the most appropriate introduction here. But yes, thank you for the time.
So Denali Rods, located in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Tell our listeners a little bit more about your rod company.
Yeah, absolutely. We were founded in 2008. I don't know if many of you know about Mountain Home, Arkansas. Mountain Home, Arkansas is located in north central Arkansas, and our roots really are deep in bass fishing. Some of the major players in fiberglass bass boats right there are in Mountain Home, Bass Cat boats, Ranger boats, and Vexus boats, and others. So just a really deep history there. For a very small town, it's only about 13,000 people, but for whatever reason, we've just been a magnet for bass fishing and manufacturing and boat manufacturing the whole nine yards. But we started in 2008 with just a humble eight-rod series and did our first ICAST in 2008 and just kind of slowly grew year to year. And here we are, 2021. We have over 100 SKUs of rods. We started with bass rods. And of course, we still have a bunch of bass rods. That's kind of what we hang our hat on. We got six series of bass rods, but we moved in the markets of, you know, walleye, crappie fish, catfishing, done a little bit of inshore fishing, and really have had pretty good success in all those markets.
The reason I haven't heard you out on the West Coast is you really don't have much of a presence there, but you do have a really strong presence in the Midwest and the Southeast and the South. I understand you're in about 300 independent retailers.
That's right. First couple years, we were just trying to get our brand launched, get the name established, and obviously close to home is kind of where we started at and kind of branched out from there. And over time, you know, one dealer at a time, one handshake at a time, we've slowly grown this thing to the numbers you mentioned. We do have 300 independent retailers across the country, and we do have certain pockets where we're more popular. But, it's pretty well a nationwide thing, and we've been very fortunate.
Let's talk about the price point of your rods in terms of the range from your lowest to your highest.
Yeah, focusing on bass fishing to start, we have what we call our Riker series. Those start at $69, and that's a really good seller for us. And then we've got, like I said, six series of rods. They start at $69 at the Riker series, and they go all the way up to a $400 series of rod. Obviously, that's more of a novelty rod. We don't sell too many of those. But in between, we've got $100 price points. We've got $160 price points, $200 price points, $250 price points. So really have something for everybody.
I like that. So depending on what your level of expertise is or, you know, how much you're willing to spend for a quality rod, you can find it here. But let's talk about the Riker series. You know, is a cheaper $70 rod, is it exclusive, mutually exclusive from being a good rod?
Well, the 69, we tried to put a lot of rod in that price range because that is a great volume mover for it. Is it the same quality of our $200 rods? No, it's not. Is it adequate? Sure. We have guys on the Major League Tour that are using some of these Riker Series rods. And so, you know, what you get with each rod series, you know, starting with the Riker Series, going up all the way to our N3 series, which is our high-end series. Every step up, every rod gets a little bit lighter, a little bit more sensitive. The components get a little bit better. Sensitivity gets a little bit better. Weight comes down a little bit. So there are incremental differences within each series. But, yeah, you absolutely get more rod between the different price points. But to answer your question, you can spend, you know, $60 and get a quality rod that'll do absolutely anything you need it to.
You know, I was down at your booth, and I was talking to one of your representatives down there. It, just a random person came by, and he actually said, you know, I love your rods. I love your customer service. Your customer service is second to none. I'm actually changing all of my rods over to Denali rods. And, you know, that wasn't a paid endorsement. This is just a guy that was a big believer in your rods, and I'm guessing he's not the only one.
Well, maybe we should get him on the radio station. No, but, you know, that's what we do. There's nothing magical about our rods. We just try and run business the right way. We try and create a product that is high quality. We stand behind our product, and it's something that we enjoy doing too. We're all fishermen. We love to fish. But, you know, the key to anything, you know, in any industry is going to be customer service, and that's what I can promise you with Denali Rods. We will do our absolute best to make it a positive experience. If you have an issue with your rod or if you have a question, you know, you're going to call up, you're going to talk to a person, and we're going to do our absolute best to make it a positive experience.
Last but not least, speaking of standing behind your rods, you have a warranty on your rods.
We do. We have a limited lifetime warranty on all the rods, most all the rods. We've not talked about the crappie rods or the catfish rods. Some of those carry a different warranty. But on all the bass rods and the walleye rods, they all do have a limited lifetime warranty. So you have an insurance policy on your rod from the date of purchase on. So if you're buying our product, we're going to stand behind it for the lifetime of that rod.
Denali Rods, folks, check them out in an independent retailer near you. And if they can't, if they want to order online, what's the website to do so?
Our website is DenaliRods.com, and you can get all the information there and see everything we're doing, and it's changing day to day. So we'd love you to come check out our site.
Denali, just like that big mountain in Alaska, DenaliRods.com. Check it out, or like I said, visit one of the 300 independent retailers that carry these rods. Try them out. If you're like the one customer that I just heard from, you're going to absolutely love them. Scott, thanks so much for sharing this with us today, and congratulations on doing a great job with your rod company.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you visiting with us.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 150 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a classic look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at CampChef.com. That's CampChef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, a nationwide group working to keep public lands in public hands. We've helped ban the use of drones for hunting. We help repair wildlife corridors and key riparian areas. We speak up against illegal ATV use. We collaborate with elected leaders to keep public lands in public hands. We're Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, with membership in all 50 states and Canada. Please join this dynamic conservation group. Check us out at backcountryhunters.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi! My name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation, I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Back in with America Outdoors Radio, and I've got a real heartwarming story to share with you that took place at the Bassmaster Bass Nation Kayak Series Championship last month in Fort Worth, Texas. Now, this was presented by Tourney X, and we've got the owner of Tourney X on the line, Dwayne Wally, to tell us exactly what happened on the award stage. Dwayne, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
We probably better start off by talking about who this story is about. And it's about a young boy named JT. Why don't you tell our listeners who JT is, who his parents are, and the medical condition JT is trying to deal with?
Sure, we'll do that, John. JT, his name is JT Barofka. His parents are Jason and Tara. And, yeah, he's struggling with a disease now. He was diagnosed with, and I cannot pronounce it, but it's called TPI. It's a generic multi-system disorder. And, you know, some of the things I've read about it, it causes anemia. They actually, you know, he's anemic. And, you know, this thing is so rare from what I'm understanding. It's called TPI deficiency. It's so rare that only 1 in 5 people in the world have it.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, from what I understand, I was just reading a little bit about it and listening to a video that Jason sent me. Since back in the 60s, only 70 people have had this since the 60s.
So this is really, really rare. And Jason, JT's dad, actually was competing at this Bass Nation Kayak Series Championship, actually took 7th place. What happened when Jason went up on the stage?
Well, you know, it kind of astonished all of us. You know, normally when you go up on stage, you're kind of oohing and aahing because you won a check, right? And
right.
You won 7th place or whatever that place may be. However, Jason kind of turned the whole thing around, and he spoke about his son, JT. He just brought up the fact that, you know, he's struggling with his son, you know, with this whole disease thing and what's going on. He talked about JT in depth. He wanted the listeners to know about the donations that's going on the SaveJT.com website, and he wants them to know about his disorder, and he wants people to bring awareness to what they're going through and ask for help if it's available. And, you know, actually, I went over to him while he was talking about his son, put my hand on his back, and it was, I mean, I got goosebumps right now. I'm
right.
still thinking about
right.
that time when he was talking about it, and it really brought me down to a whole different level. You know, and thoughts that, you know, my son's 25 right now, or 24, it'd be 25 in November. And to think that what that family's going through and the things that they need and the support that they need, and we just need to be there as much as we can for these people and others, you know. So it's what we should be doing as a human being.
I agree. So. And so you were clearly touched by this, but you weren't the only one that was touched. Up comes Joe McElroy. He's going to take the stage. He's being presented with a $5,000 winning check for getting second place. And why don't you tell our listeners what he did with that check?
You know, Joe came up after Jason got seventh, sixth, fifth, fourth, and got down to the second place winner. Of course, they announced the first place winner, and then Joe came up after our first place winner received his award and everything. Joe came up to receive his second place winnings, which was $5,000. He turned right around and he turned right around and donated $5,000 directly to the Barofka family, and you know, donated directly to JT's fund, and it just blew the house up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people were just, you know, and even myself were like, holy cow, you know. And what Joe said, he said, it's not mine. He said, this money is not for me. He said, it's for the glory of God. And he said, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to bring that to the forefront that, you know, we should be out here helping each other. And to think that Joe fished for those 2 days straight, plus his pre-fishing and everything he did, and turned right around and donated $5,000. It was just unreal.
Absolutely amazing moment. Now, since this championship happened last month in Texas, the Barofkas have found Texas to be a very, very welcoming and caring state. He makes this announcement on stage. I understand another $8,000 to $9,000 has been donated through their website, SaveJT.com, since then. Is that true?
If not more, I believe so. Yes, sir, it is. Now, one of the things, I'm not able to keep up with what's going on through their donation to their website, but now we have something going on the side. But as far as the money goes, yes, sir, I believe you are correct.
That is fantastic. And to all you Texas listeners out there who contributed, God bless you for doing so. All right, let's talk about what Tourney X is doing. By the way, folks, you really should check out tourneyx.com. If you are into tournament fishing or maybe want to start a tournament, there's a lot of good stuff you're going to find there under this tournament management fishing system that Tourney X is all about. And you have launched a new fishing tournament just for JT. Tell our listeners about this.
Yes, sir. I was contacted shortly after the championship by a fellow friend of mine, Ryan Lambert, and he also wanted to help out as much as possible. They contacted me. We do a lot of charity events for folks around the country, whether it's they're just in need for the house was caught on fire or they needed money. But we do that pro bono. We just dive in and go because that's what we do, you know, as a community, we should be doing. So anyway, Ryan called me. He says, hey, man, let's put this tournament together for JT. Let's blow this thing up and make it huge. So we put the tournament together. It's a month-long event from July 1st to July 31st, but it's $50 to enter. You don't even have to fish. You join Tourney X. You go in and join the tournament, pay your $50. It goes directly to the Barofka family. Now, this is the cool part. There's been 985 people have joined this tournament. We
wow.
have so far put together over $49,000 in their pockets to be able to send to the research development to try to, you know, find a cure for this disease. It's unbelievable.
This is unbelievable. But I got to ask, though, if people do want to fish in this tournament, it's an online tournament, how do they participate?
Well, they'll participate through Tourney X, of course. You sign up, $50. It's a catch photo release, bass only, kayak only. The other thing we're doing, just so you know, is we're giving away, we're doing raffles. We're not just doing just this cash thing. We're also doing raffles. We've got concert raffle tickets. We've got backstage passes. We've got all kinds of things. We've got product. We've got things being given away. We've got signed autograph guitars from nationally known artists. Ryan, like as I say, Ryan Lambert is putting this thing on that side. We're helping him on the other side as far as judging fish and taking care of that. We've got 10 volunteers for judging fish. And this thing is coming along. I think there's over 3,000 fish submitted so far since July 1st. And, it's going to be a big deal. So at the end of the month, there's going to be giveaways. And if you are one of the 1,000 people that are signed up, you are in the pot for the giveaways as well.
Okay. Well, folks, you know what to do then. Whether you want to fish this tournament or not, joining it and donating $50 to help out JT is a great thing to do. Just go to tourneyx.com. That's tourney spelled T-O-U-R-N-E-Y-X.com. Look for the Save JT Benefit Tournament and just enter to win with your $50 contribution. You're going to be doing a good thing. The other website to tell you about, too, is SaveJT.com. That's SaveJT.com. Let's help out JT Borowska and his family as they go through this trying time. And, Dwayne, as for you, thank you for what you're doing. It is appreciated by all of us here at America Outdoors Radio.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely welcome.
This portion of the show was brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. They're the fine folks out of Ashland, Oregon, who make knife and tool sharpeners that you can use whether you're hunting or fishing or camping or maybe in your shop, maybe in your kitchen, for all of the knives and tools you need sharpened every day when you work and play. WorkSharp tools can be found online at WorkSharpTools.com or you can find them in sporting goods stores and hardware stores all over our great nation. Just look for WorkSharp products to sharpen your knives and your tools because nothing is worse than trying to get the job done right with a dull blade. Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at AlaskasBestLodge.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we continue the broadcast from Fort Worth, Texas, Dickey's Arena, where the weigh-ins for the Bassmaster Classic are going to be taking place. But today's the day before the Classic, and it's Media Day, where the anglers are making time for us. And I've run across a person who, in my opinion, proves that your bass angling dreams can come true. His name is Pat Schlopper. He hails from the state of Wisconsin, and he is fishing the Bassmaster Classic for the first time this year. Pat, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So, Pat, first things first, a couple things that stand out. Number one, you're from Wisconsin. And number two, your major sponsor is Shiels. And when I think of those two things together, I don't think bass, I think walleye.
Yeah, the company started in North Dakota, Minnesota area, where it's mainly walleye. I was fortunate to start working there part-time in 2004 in the fishing shop, and the manager at the time, his name's Todd Anderson, who's now the president of the company, he knew that I love bass fishing, and he kind of let me start ordering bass stuff for the store. And since then, I'm not saying that's the only reason why, but now Shiels is very well known for bass stuff. Over the years, we've just really dove into that market and expanded on it, and walleye and muskie and panfish is still a huge part of our business, but bass has really grown in the Shiels company as a whole, and it just kind of shows what type of company it is to embrace that and grow with it. And now we've got a store right here in Fort Worth, a big one, so it's really cool.
Let me tell you what else is really cool, folks, is the fact that until last year you were working at Shiels. You've literally gone pro for like 1 year. You've been a pro for 1 year and you're already in the Classic. How the heck did that happen?
Well, it's one of those things. I was 37 years old. I loved what I did for work. Been there since 2004, and I just have always wanted to do this, and it took me a long time to pull the plug and actually try it. So I left my full-time career at Shiels to fish the Bassmaster Opens to try to qualify for the Elites, and I was fully committed, and I ended up qualifying through the Open Series and also through winning the Bass Nation Championship, which got me to the Classic and to the Elites. So in that 1 year, I qualified two ways for the Elites. And, yeah, it goes to show you could do it. I mean, if you commit to it and get your mind right and you got some financial backing, you can do it. So, yeah, it's been awesome so far.
Pat? This is the best midlife crisis ever, I think is what a lot of us are thinking right now. I absolutely love this. And what a leap of faith to go from literally working retail at Shiels to saying, I'm going on the tournament trail. You must have had some backing. I'm guessing it was from Shiels. Is that where you got into the boat, where you got into some of the gear that you need to compete at this level?
You know, Shiels as a company, it's employee-owned. Everybody says that you work in retail. Yes, I worked in retail, but Shiels is not the normal retail store. I mean, they care for their employees better than any company. That's what keeps the good employees around. And when I decided to do it, they were all for it and came on as my title sponsor and have helped me a lot financially and with other things. That was a big part of it, but I'd been really successful at local tournaments and regional tournaments and at my job. And I was 37 years old. I had been working and making good money for a long time, so I was financially pretty sound to take the gamble at it. So Shiels has been huge, and then just my personal, I don't know what you'd call it.
Drive
and ambition and just diligence of being smart with my money and saving that up so when I was able to take the chance at it, I didn't have to worry about paying my bills.
Again, I think it's wonderful your dream has come true so fast. But clearly, listening to you, you've been planning this dream for quite some time, and kudos to you. You got to talk about the boat. It's a Skeeter. It's got a really nice Yamaha. Why did you pick Skeeter and Yamaha?
I've run Skeeter since 2004. I had one other boat since then, another brand, which was fine too. But Skeeter, great boat, layout's nice, and they have one of the best incentive programs out there, which for me, you know, last year alone, just in extra incentives from Skeeter and Yamaha, I won about $30,000 extra.
And I guess for our listeners who aren't really familiar with how tournament fishing works, explain what these incentive programs are.
So basically, the unique thing with Skeeter is that, so back home where I'm from, you know, a big tournament might be 50 boats, and you might win $3,000-$4,000, which is okay, but it's, you know, it's not a huge pot of money. But with Skeeter's program called Real Money, you can pay, it's like $90 a year to get into the program, and any tournament that is on the qualifying list that has 60 or more participants, so in a team tournament, basically 30 boats, if you win that tournament out of a qualifying Skeeter boat, you get an extra $5,000.
That makes a big difference.
It makes a big difference, and you can get it up to three times a year. So you win three of them, that's $15,000. So like back home, you could win every tournament up there and not win $15,000. So that was huge. And then Yamaha came out with what they called Power Pay program. So, and that I'm not sure on the criteria of what year and all that stuff, but you basically, you don't have to pay anything. You just sign up. And if it's a qualifying event, you'd win $1,000 extra. Like I won $1,000 in a couple of opens at a regional, and then at the Nation Championship, it was an extra $10,000 for having a Yamaha. And it's highest finisher, not the one who wins.
All right. I completely get it then. I see why you made the choice. Last question. Lake Ray Roberts, probably not a whole lot like the lakes you fish back home in Wisconsin. What's your strategy going to be?
It's not a lot like home, but I have a lot of experience fishing in Texas. I fished Falcon Lake for a lot of years, and I fished Amistad and Fork. So Ray Roberts is similar to some of those lakes. I don't know what's going to happen. The good thing is I know how I'm going to be fishing. I know what I'm going to be doing. I've been getting some bites. I'm not going to be running around a lot. If I can get 15 bites a day, put them in the boat, five of those might be good ones.
Hearing the same thing from a lot of competitors, I think it's going to be a really interesting tournament. I am wishing you the best of luck, Pat. Before we go, if people want to follow you, whether it be on Facebook or a website or otherwise, how do they do so?
Facebook's Pat Schlopper Fishing. Go on there, like it. Posting a lot of stuff on there. And then Instagram, it's at Pat Schlopper Fishing. So pretty easy to find. I'm working a lot on growing my social media. I've got a crew down here with me doing stuff. So, yeah, I got a lot of cool things happening in my life, and I like to share them with people and hopefully inspire some people to go chase their dreams.
I'll tell you what. I think you just did through this interview, and I'd like to thank you on behalf of all of our listeners tuning in today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you very much.
Shifting gears and locations from Texas to Alaska. If you listened to our show last week, you know that we spent a great time at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. It's on Prince of Wales Island in southeast Alaska. My daughter and I caught all sorts of fish. The weather was perfect. Saw lots of wildlife. It really is Alaska's Best Lodge. That's why their website is alaskasbestlodge.com. And if you want to go this year, well, you were out of luck, but last week we announced an opening for a just-announced end-of-season special. It's 4 days of fishing at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. The dates are September 9th to the 13th. You'll fly into Ketchikan, take a float plane over to Sportsman's Cove Lodge, enjoy great meals, enjoy the wonderful customer service, enjoy great fishing, and have everything vacuum-packed and frozen for you to take back home. Now, this being the last trip of the season, normally you spend a night in Ketchikan on the way back, but in this case, you will actually spend your last night in the lodge, and the float plane will take you right over by the airport where you can just hop on your plane and head back home. And better still, the September trip, well, this is the time to go to catch big coho salmon, silvers as they're called in Alaska, and if you want to fill the freezer with a bunch of halibut and a bunch of coho salmon, this is the trip for you. You might also hook into the biggest silver of your lifetime if you go on this trip. When we announced this, there was 30 spots open. That's the maximum they can take at the lodge at any time. They're down to just 5 spots open now. Just 5 spots open for this end-of-season trip at Sportsman's Cove Lodge in September. If you're interested go to alaskasbestlodge.com. That's the website, alaskasbestlodge.com. Give them a call at their toll-free 1-800 number and say you want that end-of-season trip. And if you're fast, you're probably going to get a chance to head to Alaska before the season ends. But if you can't make it in September, this is also the time to book for 2022. And I can tell you, they are already over halfway full for 2022. So you don't want to wait too long to pull the trigger on going to Alaska next year. And when you go, you've got to go to Sportsman's Cove Lodge, folks. Trust me on this. I love this place. You'll love it too. Go to alaskasbestlodge.com to find out more and book now.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do, from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstance, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the hardest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
The Dalton, Oregon is your base camp for fishing fun. Reel in big salmon, tangle with steelhead, bass, and walleye, or wrestle a monster sturge into the boat. After the day is done, you'll find a variety of lodging options around town. Need to resupply? We've got you covered with sporting goods stores plus great dining, breweries, wineries, and can't-miss attractions like the Gorge Discovery Center. Plan your fishing getaway today at explorethedalles.com. That's explorethedalles.com.
Hey, how'd the meeting go with Tommy's school counselor today?
Well, not exactly as planned. I think we need help.
Help? Why do we need help?
Well, I asked her about paying for college, and she said that's not something they do.
Maybe it is time to get some help. Even if Tommy just goes to a state college, it's going to cost at least $25,000 a year. We'll have to raid our retirement and pay for Tommy's tuition. There's got to be a better way.
There is a better way. A way where you can pay less for college. Or even receive college tuition free, regardless of your income or your students' grades. A way for you to keep your hard-earned income and savings for your future and spend less on college, while virtually eliminating the need for student loans. Get the facts about college admissions and tuition by going to tuitionprograms.org. That's tuitionprograms.org. Tuitionprograms.org. Get the facts about college admissions and tuition by going to tuitionprograms.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we are checking in with Dan Clayton Luce. He's a communications director for Henry Repeating Arms, a sponsor of our show. And I have got to tell you folks about a new rifle that I'm really excited about. It's the Frontier Model Lever Action 22 Caliber. It's got a threaded barrel. It reduces sound when firing. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell our listeners more about this rifle. This sounds great for folks who just don't want to hear the loud report of a rifle when they're shooting.
Yeah, exactly. So we came out with this, and I think it has a number of different practical purposes, from hunting or, you know, plinking at the range or the backyard or anything like that. It's a threaded barrel, so you can attach a suppressor, and you can still remove the magazine tube while the suppressor is attached. So it's a really convenient way to shoot a lever action 22 with a suppressor.
I've actually never heard of this concept before. Is this, you know, exclusive to Henry?
It's not exclusive to us. However, I'm not sure how many other lever action 22s are out there with a threaded barrel. In that instance, we may be the only ones, but somebody might correct me on that as well.
So the threaded barrel, does that in and of itself reduce sound, or do you have to have the suppressor on there to really reduce the sound?
Yeah, you have to have the suppressor on there. So the threaded barrel makes it so that it will accept a suppressor, and the suppressor being the piece of the puzzle there that actually reduces the noise.
Gotcha. You know, suppressors becoming much more widely accepted across the United States. And I think back in the day, people always associated a suppressor with, oh, that's an assassin thing. But there's a lot of reasons to use a suppressor. Why don't you tell our listeners some of them?
Yeah, exactly. No, I think you hit the nail on the head there. I think a lot of people think of it as, you know, something just for James Bond movies or something like that. But we've seen such a huge demand for them. And, you know, we don't manufacture suppressors, but we get so many people asking us to thread the barrel on just about everything we make. So, you know, if you take this 22, for example, and you're out in the woods and you're small game hunting for rabbit or squirrel or whatever it might be, that reduced noise when you fire, it'll keep the critters around for a little bit longer.
Right.
You know, one shot, if you're in the squirrel woods, everything's going to scatter. But with a suppressor, you can be a little bit more stealthy about it, I guess. Same thing with the backyard. If you have some land and you're plinking in the backyard on some steel plates or something like that, and you have some neighbors kind of close by, they wouldn't hear a thing. And I think in the instance of a 22, that 22 bullet hitting a steel plate is going to be louder than the rifle firing.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Got a question for you. I mean, Henry Repeating Arms, you have over 200 different models of rifles and shotguns, a lot of them lever action. What's the most popular rifle sold by Henry Repeating Arms, and why do you think it's so popular?
So our most popular by volume is definitely the classic lever action 22. It's been around the longest. That was the first rifle that we started shipping in March of 1997. But it's a good entry-level 22 where the price point is reasonable. It's still American-made. You still get American walnut stocks, blued steel barrel, and everything like that. So the quality to price is very high on that model, and I think that's why it's so popular. It's also, you know, a 22 lever-action rifle is a great rifle for somebody that maybe hasn't owned a rifle before. So I think those are definitely some of the reasons why it's still such a huge player in the market.
All makes sense. One last question here, and this is in reference to the pandemic and all of the issues that folks have had, you know, getting new stuff, whether it be guns or ammo or boats or cars. Let's talk about availability. I mean, Henry Repeating Arms, they're made in the USA. How is the supply line doing? Is it really hard to find a Henry Repeating Arms rifle right now?
Yeah, I think it depends on what you're looking for, but I mean, overwhelmingly, the answer to your question is yes. It's more difficult than we would like for it to be, and the same reason that it's hard to find firearms or an APV or, you know, whatever it is, it's also hard for us to get the wood that we need, the steel that we need, parts from some of our vendors and things like that. So we are now working three shifts around the clock, building and shipping as many guns as we possibly can. I know it might not seem like it, but it's just the demand has been building and building and building for the past year and a half, to where everything that we make goes right out the door, and then it's sold in a lot of instances before it even gets on the shelf of a dealer.
Wow.
So, you know, what we're really trying to do now is, if somebody goes on our website, which is henryusa.com, goes to the contact us page and gets in touch with us just saying, hey, I'm looking for a Henry Big Boy 357 Magnum, for example, and I can't find it anywhere. My dealers, you know, they can't find it either. We have a team of people that are dedicated to making that happen, to making sure that we get that rifle to that dealer for this specific person. And I think it's something that really sets us apart right now. We know it's hard for everybody out there that's looking for firearms, and I can assure everyone that we're doing everything possible to try and make it easier.
Well, the website to go to, folks, is henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. And while you're there, don't forget to ask for your pre-catalog and decals, too. Absolutely free of charge. And if you have any questions, just call up the award-winning customer service staff there. They will help you out, whether you're looking for a dealer, whether you have questions about some of the rifles that are on sale for either hunting or plinking or anything else, they will help you out. Dan, thanks. As always, great to have you on the air, and I look forward to talking again soon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Turning to outdoors news, if you're like me, you probably consider South Dakota to be the state to hunt for pheasant. After all, there are a ton of ringnecks there. Hunting access is good, and the fine folks in South Dakota recognize a good thing when they see it and make it a point to welcome and accommodate hunters and their dogs every fall. However, another state you should consider for pheasant hunting is a neighbor to the Mount Rushmore state. That would be Iowa. I mean, think about it. Iowa has lots of corn, and that means there's lots of ringnecks, too. As a matter of fact, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources just reported hunters harvested some 300,000 roosters last year, the second highest harvest reported in more than a decade. Part of the reason was a healthy population of pheasant counted during the annual August roadside survey last year, but another reason for the increased harvest was because there were a whole lot more hunters afield in 2020 than there were in 2019, about 10,000 more as a matter of fact, which is the highest number of pheasant hunters seen in Iowa since 2009. As for where to go in Iowa for pheasant success, the DNR says hunters in northwest, northeast, west central, central, and east central Iowa reported good hunting success with more than 20,000 roosters harvested in each of those regions. Iowa, it's more than just the home to that field of dreams. It's also home to some really good pheasant hunting opportunities. One more thing I'd like to touch on before we go is a reminder about being careful with fire when you're recreating outdoors. If you're camping, please make sure that you drown out that fire, that it's cold to the touch. Don't leave an unattended campfire. Unattended campfires every year start major forest fires. You don't want to be that guy or gal that does that. Likewise, if you smoke cigars or cigarettes, for the love of God, please don't flick it out your window along the side of the highway. There's a reason a lot of fires start along the sides of roads, and that is one of the big reasons. And last but not least, be careful with your vehicle. If you're off-roading, just having it idling in some dry grass, that catalytic converter, that engine of yours, can actually start a wildfire. So do your part to prevent wildfires this summer and be a good steward of our lands. As we wrap things up, I'd like to thank our guests today, to include Dan Clayton Luce with Henry Repeating Arms, Scott Estes with Denali Fishing Rod out of Mountain Home, Arkansas, Pat Schlopper, that Wisconsin angler who made a career change from retail sporting goods to professional tournament fishing, a decision that really paid off with an appearance in the Bassmaster Classic this year, and, of course, Dwayne Wally with Tourney X, who shared that wonderful story about JT Barofka. And if you haven't already, I would steer you to the website set up to help this 2-year-old boy who's really struggling with a severe medical issue. The website, savejt.com, and go to the Tourney X website too at tourneyx.com, where that online fishing tournament is going on to benefit JT too. We are in the dog days of summer, but you know, getting out in the morning or the evening for some fishing, or maybe heading out to the range and getting ready for hunting season, yes, it's fun.
K243CT Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. Recovery efforts are concluded at the collapsed Surfside, Florida condo building after a month of painstaking work removing layers of dangerous debris. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue's Urban Search and Rescue Team pulled away from the disaster site yesterday. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava had high praise for rescue workers.
What they've done is truly transformational for these families, for the world to see, and they're just my role models.
She said first responders were relentless in their efforts.
Every day, your tenacity, your passion, your dedication, your refusal to give up kept the hope of those families alive, helped them know that we would do anything. I mean, you would do anything.
The June 24 collapse at the Oceanside Tower killed 97 people, with at least one missing person yet to be identified. The site's been mostly swept flat, and the rubble moved to a Miami warehouse. Illinois is leading a handful of Democratic-run states in extending health insurance coverage to adult illegal immigrants, including seniors. The state was the first nationwide to offer a Medicaid-like program for older illegals last year. Pacific Gas and Electric planning to bury 10,000 miles of power lines.
It's an effort to prevent the utility's fraying grid from sparking wildfires when electrical equipment collides with millions of trees and other vegetation. The daunting project aims to bury roughly 10% of PG&E's power lines at a projected cost of $15 billion to $30 billion. Most of that expense will likely be shouldered by PG&E customers whose electricity rates are already among the highest in the U.S.
Jeremy House reporting. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Over 100 people have died after heavy monsoon rains triggered landslides and flooding in western India.
Whilst more than 1,000 people trapped by floodwaters were rescued, over 50 died from flooding in western Maharashtra state. Many of those who were rescued were stranded on rooftops and even on top of buses on highways. More than 30 people were missing after landslides. Dozens were also killed in Satara district as houses collapsed or were swept away by rushing floodwaters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he was anguished by the loss of lives. Disasters caused by landslides and flooding are common in India during the June-September monsoon season, when heavy rains weaken the foundations of structures that are often poorly built. I'm Karen Chamas.
Two Georgian tennis players have been barred from the Olympic Games after officials in their home country told them they were entered, but never actually sent in the paperwork. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. What are the best and worst states to start a business in 2021?
10 states have proven to be the best for starting a business after more than a year of COVID-19. Texas leads the way, followed by Georgia, California, Florida, Idaho, Utah, Colorado, North Dakota, North Carolina, and Massachusetts. The worst cities to start a small business, New Jersey is number one, followed by Connecticut, Rhode Island, West Virginia, Wyoming, Alaska, Missouri, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Virginia. The survey was done by Wallet Hub. Patrick Frost reporting.
A former Air Force intelligence analyst facing possible prison time, Daniel Hale, says his guilt over participating in lethal drone strikes in Afghanistan led him to leak government secrets about the drone program to a reporter. Hale is scheduled to be sentenced Tuesday in a federal court in Virginia, could face up to 5 years behind bars. His lawyers are asking for 12 to 18 months. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Safely.com.
Streaming only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dutch?
He was charming, intelligent.
My patients mean everything to me.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of it.
Dutch has two deaths that we know of. The state of Texas has executed people for less.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do,
and he did the exact opposite.
Dr. Death, starring Joshua Jackson, with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein, and welcome to The Pet Show. Is your rescued terrier acting a little timid? Are your felines in need of a little Freud? Does your pug think he's a player? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to learn how to understand your dogs and cats almost as well as they understand you, if you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring your furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show. If you want to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, your dog is jumping, digging, humping, your cat looks at the litter box and says, hey, I'm not using that, scratch your favorite chair, keeps you up at night, you take your dog for a walk and he pulls you down the block, you get the idea. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, that is what this show is all about, helping you cope with your pet, but much more likely, helping your pets cope with you. By the way, the phone number, if you're new to the show or regular to the show, let me just remind everybody that everyone that calls into the show today and actually gets to ask me a question or a comment and speak to me live on the air will be getting an absolutely fabulous gift for their dog or cat. If you're new to the show, many of the items I give away are pretty expensive, $25, $35, $45, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I'll answer all of your pet and animal questions, and at the same time, a great gift will be on its way. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Once again, 877-725-8255. I'll give you a list a little bit later of exactly what I'll be giving away on the show today. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Here's what I have planned for today's show. I'm going to try to get to all of it. If not, because your questions, your comments, your stories, that's what makes this show so successful. By the way, this November, I will be celebrating 40 years of talking to you guys. 40 years. I started when I was 11. 40 years of talking to you guys. We're going to do some kind of celebration. We'll talk about that later. Here's what I have planned for today's show. You know, if you've been listening to me on the radio for 40 years, if you watch me on the Today Show for 20 years, or Regis and Kathy Lee, or the Mickey Mouse Club, my entire reputation is based on hugs and kisses, which I believe is a much gentler and kinder way to educate your pets. But on the show today, let's look at the opposite approach. So what are dog training aversives? And why, in my opinion, you should avoid them all the time? Also coming up on today's show, would you know if there was something wrong with your cat? Coming up, some odd feline behaviors that you need to watch that may indicate there is an issue with your cat. Also, it's a common question. Many dog and cat guardians stay up at night trying to figure it out. Why does my dog and cat eat tissues and toilet paper? I don't care what's going on. My dogs and cats are constantly eating toilet paper. I have the real, legitimate answer coming up, as well as how to prevent it a little bit later. Also, does your dog think that he has to protect his favorite toys at all costs? His toys are on the floor. Heaven forbid you go near his toy. That is his space. Don't go near him. We're going to talk about toy aggression coming up a little bit later as well. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. Lots of great pet stuff to give away. So, if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, suffering with separation anxiety, maybe your dog's depressed, your cat chases things, your dog hates other dogs, cat scratched your favorite chair, or your dog legitimately believes, listen, if I see it, I gotta hump it. Give me a call. That's what the show is all about. Once again, helping you cope with your pets, and more than likely helping your pets cope with you. 877-725-8255, the phone number. 877-725-8255. The question of the day, do you believe that you need to punish your dog to educate him? Do you believe in punishment as a way of training or education? Give me a call. Let me know. I'll send you guys a great gift. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through to the Pet Show. By the way, I did my first Facebook Live this week. And I talked about a situation that I worked with where a dog was overtrained to the point where it was abusive and what I needed to do to untrain him. Guy was a big mafioso guy. I came across literally files and files of my clients over the years and dogs and cats and other animals I worked with over the years I will be sharing with you. In fact, one story I'll be talking about, and I'll give you my Facebook address because that's where I share it, in the next few weeks, is a couple that called me many, many years ago. They were in love with each other. He had a dog. She had a dog. The dogs absolutely hated each other to the point where they couldn't even get near each other. What this couple did is they bought two houses next door to each other on the flower streets in Levittown, Long Island. One day they would spend at one house. That evening they would spend at the other house and just go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Legitimately, they bought two homes because the dogs didn't get along, and rather than have the confrontation, they'd leave each dog in individual homes. How I resolved that issue, we'll talk about that. And that's why it's important for you to follow me. That's going to be one of my Facebook live Facebook feeds in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So it's facebook.com/thepetshow. Don't forget that. facebook.com/thepetshow. I share a lot of information there, and it's kind of a fun place to be as well. 877-725-8255. Let me get right to the phone lines here. Let's go to my friend Rosalind. Hey, Rosalind, welcome to the Pet Show.
Oh, hello, Warren. You are such a delight.
Well, I appreciate that. How can I help you?
I'm not at all. Well, I unfortunately lost my little 9-year-old Maine Coon, and she had a tumor, suddenly developed a tumor, and I keep saying maybe it was my fault, maybe I was to blame. I don't know. She was such a healthy little girl when I first got her. And then she suddenly lost a lot of weight and became very sick. I don't understand it.
Rosalind, I'm sure it had nothing to do with you. It was just what happened.
Really?
You know, it is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is. So what's your question for me today?
I also have a 20-year-old cat who likes to sleep on my bed all the time. And I just let him relax. I give him whatever he wants to do. Could I do more to give him more energy? And is there something else I can do? I don't know. I just let him be as comfortable as possible.
All right, Rosalind, you have a 20-year-old cat, right?
Right.
Whatever you're doing, I can't give you advice to do it any better. Let's be realistic. And to feel any guilt, the other cat that passed away and crossed the Rainbow Bridge, my heart breaks for him and you. But just think about this. You have a cat living in your home that's 20 years old. That's a long lifespan for a cat. So obviously you know what you're doing. You're taking care of your cat exactly the right way. So to feel any guilt whatsoever about the passing of the other cat and the crossing is crazy. You have no need to feel guilt about that. Here's what I would do. With the cat that you have now, if he's using the litter box, that's great. Sometimes with older cats, they have a little bit of arthritis, so they have difficulty getting in and out of the litter box, so I want you to check on that. If you normally feed him one meal a day, you may want to try to feed him smaller amounts more frequently throughout the day. But you have a 20-year-old cat. Nothing I can tell you is going to make any difference in the world. You're doing exactly what you need to do, except I'm going to give you a supplement. How's that?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
You give him a hug and a kiss. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to send you a jar of my own hugs and kisses for cats right to you, and I appreciate that call. You have a cat that's living for 20 years. I mean, obviously, you're asking my advice what you're doing. You're doing everything right. The only thing I would recommend is talking to the cat on a regular basis, letting him know how much he's loved, and rubbing him up and down, because sometimes as they get older, they have little issues with pain. So by massaging the cat on a regular basis, you'll be able to determine that. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then back to all of your phone calls. You know, for quite a while now, actually over 2 years, you heard me recommend and talk about Lucy Pet Food and what an absolutely incredible product it is for your dogs and cats. It's the only food I endorse. It's the only food I recommend. And there's many reasons. Number one, I'm really a big fan of that prebiotic and probiotic formula. But even more important than that, I hear from humane organizations, rescues, police departments, even the FBI, every day from all over the U.S. and Canada saying, Warren, what a difference we've noticed in our dogs and our cats since we started feeding Lucy Pet Food. I'm telling you, it makes all the difference in the world. But don't take my word alone. This is actually a listener talking about Lucy Pet Food.
I have a comment about Lucy. But I have a kitty who is a total indoor spoiled little kitty, and I didn't buy Lucy because it was only in the salmon, and he's just a chicken guy. But I thought I'll get it because he keeps biting his tail, and his tail was disappearing. So my husband said, just order it. And we've had it for 2 weeks, and he devours it, and he's looking better. And so I'm a believer in the Lucy stuff, too.
These are the calls and texts and emails I get every day from listeners and friends and people all over the U.S. and Canada thanking me for letting them know about Lucy Pet Food. If you want to make sure your dogs and your cats are getting the best pet food on the market, hey, it's what I feed my own pets. What else can I tell you? Then you should be making sure that Lucy Pet Formulas Like Pet Food is the food in your dog or cat's dish. Lucy Pet Food is available at Amazon.com. It's available at Chewy.com, or check out their website, LucyPetFood.com. I understand they got some great deals going on. So check out Lucy Pet Food at Amazon.com, Chewy.com, or LucyPetFood.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you.
Here's exciting news. You know my Hugs and Kisses vitamins have a 30-year record of keeping dogs and cats healthy and happy. But guess what? My new rescue dogs, Molly and Willie, inspired me to formulate a new improved Hugs and Kisses supplement. How do you upgrade such a successful product? Hugs and Kisses has added prebiotics and probiotics for improved gut health. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin to help treat and prevent issues with hips, joints, and bones. I boosted Hugs and Kisses vitamin content with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, and biotin. Plus, Hugs and Kisses has added omega-3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin for improved skin health and much less shedding. I made sure they're free of wheat, corn, and soy. Hugs and kisses are rich in essential antioxidants, optimizing your pet's health at any life stage. Keep your pets healthy and happy with tasty Hugs and Kisses treats every day. Available at Amazon, Walmart, Wish, or my website, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Or log on to thepetshow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges, including HP. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details and 724.
That's exactly what they called it. They called it puppy love. The phone number here, 877-725-8255. Just before I get back to the phone lines here, a lot of people have been calling me and texting me and emailing me about saying, Warren, it's taking so long to get a veterinary appointment. It took me a month to get to my vet, and I have a little pull. So my question is, are you having a difficult time getting to see your veterinarian? They're very busy at this point, and they say the reason is that so many people have adopted pets during the pandemic, and people are spending more time with their pets at home, so they're noticing more and more issues that they want to take their dog or their cat to the vet for. So it's a long, long wait. I'd love to hear from anyone out there that may be in a situation where they tried to get their vet appointment and have to wait a long time as well. Let me get right back to the phone lines here. Let's go to the beautiful state of Delaware. Hey, Patricia. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you today?
I could not be better, Patricia. How about yourself?
I'm great. You sound terrific.
I feel terrific today. What can I do to help you out?
I have a kitten. She's a calico. She's just as cute as she could be. She's almost 4 months old. I guess Friday next week she'll be 4 months old. And I have her in the house, and she's sweet as she could be. And she's jumping everywhere. She just runs rampant through the house and having fun. But she has, and she's doing great with the litter box and everything else. But for some reason, when I put my hand on the sofa or I'm sitting down, I got my hand on the arm of the chair, she wants to jump up and grab and chew on my hand and then wrap her feet around my arm or my wrist. And
Patricia, let me tell you what's going on here, okay? I got it nailed down already. That's how good I am, Patricia. Listen to me carefully. Okay, what you have is a four-month-old or an under-four-month-old kitten. The way she's trying to play with you is the way she reacted with the other kittens in the litter. The difference is you don't have a fur coat on you. So when she jumps on you and starts biting on your hands, it hurts. What you do at that point makes all the difference in the world. What most people would do is if the dog or the cat, rather, in your case, is nipping on your hands, is you pull away and say, knock it off, no, no, no. You're actually reinforcing the behavior by doing that. The cat is getting attention for behaving that way. She's treating you like another kitten, which is all she knows at this point. So how do you resolve that problem? First of all, you need to make sure your home is really, really interesting. You need to put a lot of toys down, boxes, bags, organic catnip, all stuff like that over the house. But the next time she goes to nibble on your hands, Patricia, or your feet, what you're going to do is get up, walk away, ignore it, and go to a different location. If you pay any attention to the behavior, whether it's positive attention or negative attention, you're still, in fact, reinforcing that behavior. By getting up and walking away, the cat is not getting any attention, so therefore, eventually, it'll sink in, what's the point? However, now she's only just not even 4 months old. She needs a lot of mental stimulation. So cardboard boxes, paper bags, catnip toys, grow some organic catnip. Change the boxes every day. They're free. That's going to make the difference for you. But the minute you start saying no, 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 and pulling away, you're actually reinforcing that behavior because that's what the other kittens did when she was playing like that with them, Patricia. That help you out a bit?
Okay. Oh, fantastic. Amen. Thank you so much.
Patricia in Del Mar, Delaware.
Go ahead.
Well, I didn't hear what you said.
I said, thank you so much.
Don't go anywhere, Patricia. I'm going to put you on hold. You have a four-month kitten. You're going to need a lot of help. I'm going to send you a copy of my best-selling How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. The next one's How to Get Your Guardian to Do What You Want. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. I'll get to you, Andrea. I'll get to you, Nick and Kathleen. I'll get to you, Debbie. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty of time. What an indoor cat misses? Getting lost? And this is why I recommend keeping your cats indoor. Indoor cats don't get lost. They don't get infections, disease. They don't get injured. They don't get caught in animal traps. They don't get the rat poisoning, antifreeze. They don't get as many fleas. They don't get their collar caught. They don't get ringworm, unwarm, unwanted pregnancies, and other problems. Keep your cats inside, but make the inside of your house more interesting. 877-725-8255. We got lots of great stuff to give away. Plenty of time to answer all of your pet and animal questions. So we're gonna take a quick break. We'll get back to you, Andrea from Missouri, Nick and Kathleen from Maryland, Debbie from Michigan, Jody from Oregon. We'll get to all your calls after this, 877-725-8255. And the question of the day is, do you believe in punishment for your pets to correct problems? Give me a call. Let me know. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Fool of people is his only thought, and though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. Kind of jumped up slippery fish, and all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few,
so you see it's all up to you.
With protection protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Northern California Veterans Museum presents the Wall of Remembrance to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Global War on Terror. To memorialize the victims of terror, their names have been placed on a traveling exhibit. The exhibit will be free and open to the public all day and night from July 28th to August 1st. There will be an art gala and fundraiser featuring works from the veterans and military family members. There will also be a sunrise service and Vietnam Memorial commemoration on Sunday, August 1st. For more information, call 510-8210.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
And we are back on the Pet Show. Little John Denver there. Just a reminder that everyone that does call in and get to talk to me live will get a great gift. On today's show, I'll be giving away my own 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplement treats. I'll be giving away Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Litter, which is amazing, Lucy Pet Food, Arthrosuit Gold, those amazing t-shirts that say None of My Friends Walk Upright, Mushroom Max, copies of my best-selling books, either Dog or Cat, and Hemp Seed Oil. So everyone that calls in and gets through to me live will get a great gift for their best friend. That phone number, 877-725-8255. How about we start out with Debbie in Michigan? Hey, Debbie, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. It's great to be on your show.
It's great to talk to you, Debbie. How can I help you today?
Well, I have a 4-month-old Pomeranian poodle. She's very smart. She's puppy pad trained, like at 3 months, sits when I tell her to sit, comes, you know, all those, you know, regular things that I want her to do other than when I want to go for a walk or go to the car ride, which she absolutely loves. She'll come over for her treat. And she'll get the treat, and then I have to chase her to get her leash on. It's so frustrating. It takes me so long. So now I'm just ignoring her until she comes to me. But that takes time. What do I do? I've never had a dog like this.
Well, it sounds to me, and please take this the right way, that you finally have a dog that's a little bit smarter than you, Debbie. A little bit smarter than you. You know what? Here's your treat that I don't have to go out right. Now, first of all, the treat should never be given before the response. Okay, that's just common sense. If you give the treat before the response, why bother to respond? In other words, if my mother gave me chocolate cookies, whatever I wanted, and then I could do whatever I want, I already got the treat. Mm-hmm. What's the reason? So that's number one. Number two is, you know, they're not born with microchips in them. You need to train them. You need to teach the dog what come means. For example, what you do is I would work the dog, and you hit the nail on the head. Every bit of training with a 4-month-old dog has to be part of the game and part of fun. Dogs learn from each other by playing games. And if people are really intuitive about educating their dogs, they play the games the same way, and that will teach the dogs how to respond. So what I'm going to recommend that you do is start working with your dog on the leash and the harness as a playtime, and what I would do is start working on the come command. The problem is most people will call the dog to come when the dog is not on a leash. It's a 4-month-old puppy. If she doesn't come to you the first time, and she doesn't come to you the second time, what do you think you're teaching the dog? You're teaching the dog that she doesn't have to come to you. So every time you use the word come, which is a motion command, by the way, every time you use the word come, you need to make sure you follow through on it. So I would throw that word out unless you have the ability to get her to come at that point when she's on a leash and a harness. That's really important. Because every time she gets away with it, you're reinforcing the behavior. So it makes common sense that when you call the dog to you, it's always positive. You never call it a yeller.
No, I never yell. No.
And you never say to the dog, get over here, what did you do, or any of that nonsense?
No, all positive.
All right, that's
positive
what I like to hear.
Positive reinforcement.
That's what it's all about. I'm going to talk about it. But make sure, I want you to understand that dogs learn through the associative memory. So psychologically, if you do it 9 times right, and the 10th time you blew it, that's the time the dog's going to remember, especially at 4 months old. So maybe 5-10 minutes at a time, short periods, introduce the word come as you're playing with her, make it a fun thing, and little by little she will catch on. Just don't use the word come when you're not, when you don't have a way to control it. Also, there are different types of command. There are stationary commands like sit and stay and down. The dog's right near you at that point, so you don't need to use the dog's name. But when you want the dog to come to you, you always want to use the dog's name first and then get the dog to come to you. That's where you need to be. Debbie, sounds like you're pulling your hair. Can I send you a copy of my training book?
Yes, thank you. Okay. I appreciate it, Warren.
It'll take you from the day the puppy walked into your house.
You know?
I think I can send you a copy of how to get your guardian to do what you want and let the dog read it to you, Debbie. That's what I need to do. Anyway, it's a fun book. It'll take you through every stage of the training. It'll also teach you how to build up the dog's self-confidence and self-esteem. So I'm going to send that to you. Give me a call back in a few weeks. Let me know how you're doing. Debbie, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your information, and a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want is on its way to you. Let me go to Andrea. Hi, Andrea. Welcome to the show. Oh, I got to go. Oh, let me do this, Andrea. Hold on. Let me take a quick break, then I'll get right back to you, I promise. 877-725-8255. All right, I'm bragging. Yeah, I'm bragging. You know, when your name is on the label, and my name is on the label of every single jar, your reputation is on the line. I've been talking to you guys for over 40 years, so my reputation is important to me. I want to introduce you guys to my new 4-in-1 vitamin mineral supplements for your dogs and cats. Hugs and Kisses has been around for 30 years, but I've made major changes. Here's what's different. I've added glucosamine. I've added chondroitin. What does that mean? Your dogs and your cats will have the strongest bones possible, the strongest hips, and really flexible joints. Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 now, listen to this, has both prebiotics as well as probiotics. Nothing healthier for your dog or cat's gut and better digestion. Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 is boosted with vitamin C, zinc, folic acid, as well as biotin. I've also added omega 3, 6, and 9, along with lecithin. Why is lecithin so important? There is nothing better for your dog or cat's skin and coat than lecithin. If you want to prevent excessive shedding, get rid of dry skin, get rid of bare spots and itching, and think hairballs are just about gone, check out the brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses supplements. By the way, they're rich in antioxidants, and listen to this, there is no wheat, there is no corn, and there is no soy. Why? Those are the most common dog and cat allergens. So if you love your dogs and cats, obviously you do, you're listening to The Pet Show, make sure they get Hugs and Kisses supplements every day. Now, my brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses supplements are available at Amazon.com. And if you're a Prime member, shipping is free. So check out Hugs and Kisses at Amazon.com. By the way, we're an Amazon choice. Also available at Walmart.com or Wish.com. Or you can go to my website directly and see all of my products at ThePetShow.com. Or call my assistant, Julie, at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430 and the word Hugs, H-U-G-S. If you love your dogs and cats, Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 should be on their diet every day. Available at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Wish.com, ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430 and the word Hugs today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
You gotta put down the ducky,
put down the ducky,
put down the ducky,
put down the ducky,
put down the ducky, yeah, you gotta leave the duck alone.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Consumers are urging brands to take responsibility when it comes to creating more eco-friendly products with less impact on the planet. And one mass market brand is taking it upon themselves to do just that. 1 year on from the launch of Greener Beauty, Garnier debuts its most sustainable product yet. Joining me now for more detail on the launch is Adrian Koskas, Garnier brand president.
At Garnier, we are committed to greener beauty to reduce our environmental impact. But we also need to help our consumers reduce theirs too. That's why innovations like the Garnier Whole Blends shampoo bar are crucial. The formula is a fast rinse, it's 97% biodegradable, with no plastic packaging at all. In Europe, it has been a great success, and more than 70% of US consumers want to be more sustainable. We want to be the helping hand with innovations like this one that are already available on Amazon, but also through the third-party accreditations. All Garnier shampoos and conditioners are cradle-to-cradle certified, and the Garnier brand globally is approved by Cruelty Free International.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Streaming only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
He was charming, intelligent.
My patients mean everything to me.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of it.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of. The state of Texas has executed people for less.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do.
And he did the exact opposite.
Dr. Death, starring Joshua Jackson with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Focus on the path. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I started a new hobby recently, mountain biking. And on an enjoyable 20-mile rails-to-trails path, I had the interesting encounter of going through some barriers that prevent cars from traveling the same path. And here's the lesson. My first time through these barriers, I went slowly, wondering if my bike was too wide or if I might hit them. But then it hit me, not the obstacles, but this insight. If I focus on the obstacles, I'll be much more likely to hit them. So instead, I started telling myself to focus on the path. And that's exactly what I did. What a great lesson for all of us in that. Instead of focusing on the obstacles that might be in the middle of the route to what you want, focus instead entirely on the path. For help along your path, visit Dr. Christian Conti.
Little Top Cat here on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number 877-725-8255. The phones are jam-packed. We got Nick and Kathleen, Debbie, Andrea, Chelsea, and Jody right now. It's Andrea in Missouri. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you. Your question on discipline. You should never do violence on any animal. I've corrected so many animals and fixed so many animals that people just think if they hurt an animal that they're listening, but an animal is born to love, and they want to make you happy. And when they do good and they see you happy, they want to continue doing it. When they do bad and they see you're not happy with them, they don't repeat that behavior. And I've got that advice, breaking a train in horses. A man taught me that with horses, and it works.
You know, you're absolutely right. Let me explain what aversive. I was talking about aversive behavior. Aversive is something unpleasant that's used to suppress or diminish an unwanted behavior. An adverse can be an unpleasant sound, a physical correction, the pain caused by a shock collar, a prong collar, or a harsh scolding. Listen to me carefully. Here are some of the aversive dog training tools that I'm 100% against. I'm against prong collars. I'm against those choke collars. I'm against citronella spray collars. I'm against shock collars or e-collars. I'm not a big fan of invisible fence. You know, even years ago, I used to use the can with the pennies, but I don't use that anymore. Any spray bottles of water should never be used at all. And there should no be hitting, no alpha rolls, no dominant sounds, no yelling, no confrontational staring, no holding the dog's mouth closed, no poking, all nonsense. If the dog realizes it's getting a lot of positives for behaving a certain way, that's what it wants to do. So I agree entirely with you, and having trained over 40,000 animals, I believe that positive training is absolutely the way to go. And for those people out there, Andre, that are not like you and me, if you hire a trainer or you go somewhere and you get advice that you need to be strong with the dog, and you need to let the dog know you're the boss, and you need to use a prong collar or a shock collar, then it's time to pack up and go home. Do you agree?
Exactly. And, you know, I worked at Churchill Downs, and I worked for some of the best trainers. And, you know, the best trainers are the ones who treat their horses right. They get the most wins. And I've seen some bad trainers on the track, and I tell you, they've got so much adrenaline and, oh, what's that, testosterone, everything they put in them, and they still can't win a race.
You're absolutely right. You know, I trained the dog for the first female trainer at Belmont in New York many years ago, Lori Conley. And I trained her. She had Rhodesian Ridgebacks at the time. We're actually a rare breed back then. And you're absolutely right. If a dog or any animal is apt to respond more to our positive to negative. The problem is people have these egos. They have these, I'm the boss, you're the dog type nonsense. You're 100%. I love you, Andrea, already. I love you because you agree exactly what I've been talking about for the last 40 years. What kind of pets do you have now?
Oh, I have the Australian Shepherds. I called last week about Tango that got shot.
What's going on with that? Anything?
I haven't gotten the medication yet. I'm still waiting on it.
Yeah.
So they gave me a number to call the office, so I'm calling Monday to see if there's something they maybe haven't sent
yet. What a heartbreaking story. I remember, for those that remember, your Australian Shepherd was
thank God that he's alive. You know,
yeah,
I mean, he was blown in half. I held his kidney, you know. I mean, I was in emergency surgery with him for over an hour, and I'm just thankful he's here.
as well as us. So you just called. I already sent you something. You didn't get it yet, but I sent you something, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm gonna donate in your name. I'm donating something to rescue. Great call, by the way. Andrea, I want you to keep calling me, because you have some great advice out there and working at Churchill Downs. You know, I'm not a big fan of horse racing, especially out here in California, where it's way, way too dangerous, for them to be racing. But I do appreciate that phone call. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the phone number. Let me take another quick break here. When we come back, we got Nick and Kathleen. We got Debbie. We got Chelsea and Maui. We got Jody in Oregon. I'm going to get to all your calls. I got plenty of time. 877-725-8255, the phone number. All right. If you have a cat, listen up. Cats call the shots. They tell you when to sleep, when to socialize, and when they want to eat. They know exactly what they want, and what they really want is kitty lickies. Kitty Lickies by Lucy Pet are scrumptious, lickable moose cat treats and food toppers. That's right. Your cats will enjoy Kitty Lickies directly from the pouch or squeeze it over dry food for an extra treat. Great for those finicky felines. Kitty Lickies lickable moose cat treats come in three feline favorite recipes. There's chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, and salmon and chicken. By the way, each 2-ounce packet contains 4 individual pouches for your cats to enjoy. Kitty Lickies from Lucy Pet are made with no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no artificial preservatives, because Lucy Pet cares. Your cat won't stop licking this delicious moose treat. So, if you want to treat your cat while making smart choices about their health, Kitty Lickies Lickable Moose Cat Treats is a great choice. Plus, for finicky cats, Kitty Lickies, as I said, doubles as a great food topper. Now, as with all Lucy Pet products, Kitty Lickies is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to log on to LucyPetProducts.com. There's some great deals going on, by the way, so check it out. LucyPetProducts.com. Tell them Warren sent you. You'll get a great deal, I'm telling you. LucyPetProducts.com. If you have a cat, Kitty Lickies will do amazing things. They'll love it. They'll be healthier. And if you have a cat that's a little bit finicky, I'm telling you, the Kitty Lickies will make all the difference in the world. Check them out at LucyPetProducts.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Dreams come true. It's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals.
Tide for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges, including HP. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details and 724.
Let's get right back to the busy phone lines here. Let's go to my friend Nick and Kathleen in beautiful Ocean City, Maryland. Hey, Nick and Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ward. How you doing?
I'm doing super. I don't have a whole lot of time, so what's your question for me?
We have a mini golden doodle, very similar question to the woman who called about her cat. She's about 4 months old, but she will put down a toy to nip our fingers. So she'll disengage our playtime and end playtime just to nip fingers.
Well, the reason for that, again, it's kind of similar to what I was talking about earlier. They're playing with your fingers as if your fingers were another puppy. What you need to understand that your dog is still teething at 4 months old. That means the mouth hurts. And when they were real young and they were teething, what would do is they would chew on each other, but you, again, don't have fur. So here's my recommendation. Take some of your dog's favorite toys, either put a little no-salt bouillon on them or a little drop of Cheese Whiz, and keep them in the freezer. Give them, when they get really nippy, rather than pull away, because then it becomes a game, what you do is give them something frozen to play with. Why? The frozen toy that you give them works the same way for teething as a frozen teething ring works on a human baby. It helps eliminate the pain. The other thing I want you to understand is I want you, have you started training her yet?
Yes, you can, she has a couple commands, sit, come, stay.
Are you doing it training-wise, or are you doing it as part of fun?
A little bit of both.
Okay, well, that's good. I want you to continue the training. Excuse me, but when she gets really nippy, again, just get up and walk away. I want you to, you can either get up and walk away, which is one approach, or the real approach is once the dog starts learning the basic commands, is to use the basic commands at that point to establish some positive control over the dog. This is not a big problem. It's a golden doodle. It's not Cujo we're talking about, Nick and Kathleen, but I want you to understand that the reason she's doing it is your hands are kind of moving. That's what puts a leash on. Your hands are what gives her food. Your hands are what plays with her. So she treats those as if they were another puppy. But if you follow my advice, and you make sure, I'm assuming she gets plenty of exercise, she has plenty of toys, give her the frozen toys to play with, and I would even increase the training a little bit and build up the confidence. Would it be okay if I sent you a copy of my book?
We would love it.
On its way to you, give that puppy a big hug and a kiss. Nick and Kathleen in beautiful Ocean City, Maryland, a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want is on the way. So many people negate the fact that dogs and cats go through similar stages of growth that we do. Neonatal, imprint, juvenile, adult. And when they're going through those earliest stages in their teething, sometimes they actually go through teething stage later on, which we call latent psychological teething. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Chelsea, I'll help you with your chinchilla in Maui as well. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein, and yes, you are listening to The Pet Show.
I can still make
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.